Good boy.
Army psychologist Captain Katie Kopp has an unusual tool to help soldiers deployed to eastern Afghanistan deal with combat stress. His name is Hank, and he's a small but spirited therapy dog.
So Hank is a 3-year-old Boston Terrier. He came here with me essentially to help as part of the combat stress team.
By convoy or air, Hank goes everywhere with Cobb. He travels throughout the battle space of 4th Infantry Division's 4th Brigade Combat Team, the Fort Carson, Colorado Brigade, to which Cobb is assigned. On this day, he travels with her to the memorial of a fallen soldier, where he helps facilitate Captain Cobb's interaction with grieving troopers.
You know, it'd be awkward for me just to walk into the motor pool, for example, and say, I'm a psychologist, does anyone want to talk? But when I have Hank with me, you know, it's a perfect icebreaker. So they want to pet him, they want to tell me about their pets at home, we start talking about their families. Like, it's just a really great way for me to get out and meet soldiers.
I love dogs.
I know, he really likes you.
Infantryman Sergeant Nahum Campos from Simi Valley, California, is a big fan of the 20-pound pooch.
Hank. Everybody in this FOB knows about Hank. Every time, you know, after somebody comes home from, you know, patrol, just seeing a dog, you always want to play with it. So it really, really does help with morale.
Yeah.
Hopes to see more therapy dogs in combat zones.
I wish every combat stress control provider had a therapy dog, just so that they would have the experience I do of people actually being excited to see us instead of scared, like the shrinks in town, you know, avoiding us in that way.
Hi, buddy. Hi. Huh. Are you excited? Are you? Oh, thank you. Oh, thanks.
From Kunar, I'm Army Sergeant Tanigachi Mufuni.
Good boy. Huh, good boy.